Welcome to Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, as you might imagine, Wildwood's rehabilitation here in Duluth is absolutely overflowing with baby beasts of all kinds. Little feathered ones and ones that don't have feathers yet, and itty-bitty little pink ones, and all kinds of little baby animals. And it's the time of year where, as human beings with compassion, we just want to help. We just want to help, and we want to help so bad. But we fill in a lot of information about little animals that we maybe don't even realize we're filling in. So we decided to go to the expert and talk with Tara Smith of Wildwoods, find out when we should help, when we should keep our paws off, and how we find out the information when we need to know. Hey, Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
So if it's like it's been, are you having this conversation and feeding a baby squirrel at the same time?
Oh, pretty much, yes.
Wildwoods
feeding some baby birds.
Wildwoods is overrun with little baby squirrels and baby birds, as we've learned, of course, from Laura Erickson over the years. They need to be fed every hour or so. I mean, they need to be fed a lot.
When they're real small, it's every 15 to 20 minutes.
Wow.
So they keep us running all day long.
So if you think, you know, oh, it's like my dog. I'll give the baby, you know, I'll try to give the little bird a little bit of food and then I'll go to bed overnight and I'll get up in the morning. No, that isn't going to work.
We are lucky that mother birds sleep at night too. So we do get a reprieve overnight. But during the day, first, when the sun comes up, those little mouths are open and they are looking for food and they do not stop all day long.
Now, we're at a place where some little birds are fledging and they're hopping out of the nest and there they sit on the ground and we think, oh, they're vulnerable. Something's going to get them. Something's going to hurt them and we want to protect them. And then we think, we can't get human scent on them. And then Laura has reminded us that birds don't have a sense of smell.
Yeah, it's kind of a old wives' tale, and it's one that we don't usually mind so much because it's nice to have kids not think they can touch the animals. But, you know, if a bird does fall out of its nest, and as long as it's not a fledgling, if it's a nestling, you can pick it up and put it back, and the mom isn't going to mind at all. She'll be happy that she has her baby back. Once the babies have fledged, however, if they're, you know, have most of their feathers and they're hopping around, they are learning to fly, and the mom takes care of them on the ground. And we get so many calls about that, but they can't defend themselves, and they're hopping around. And, you know, it's a very vulnerable time for them, but it's also when they learn, you know, how to survive out in the wild, what to be afraid of. And they are vulnerable, but their moms are always watching out for them, too. And I'm sure all of us have been dive-bombed at one time or another by an angry mother bird.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe if you can sit on the porch and just sort of keep an eye out, make sure that there aren't any, you know, neighborhood dogs or cats that might be threatening the baby. Otherwise, it's sort of a tough love time. Now, what about baby squirrels? Now, Wildwoods has 8 bazillion baby squirrels. and of course, there have been some baby bunnies. And with the exception of, here's the thing, rabbits have a genius for making their nests inside your dog fence. If you've got an area that you have fenced off for your dogs, they will invariably make the nest inside it. And then your dog goes, look what I ate for breakfast. And then the rabbits are sad and you're disgusted and you're sad. And then you take it away from the dog and the dog is sad. So if you need to relocate baby rabbits, what's the best way, or is there a best way?
There is no best way, unfortunately.
Right. So leave them alone.
It's kind of impossible to move a bunny nest. And, you know, we all shake our heads because they are terrible at decision making. And it's just a very small depression in the ground, and there will be a bunny nest. And it can be in the middle of your yard. And, you know, a lot of people think they're abandoned. I haven't seen a mom. The moms only visit the nest at dusk and dawn to feed their babies. Otherwise, they're completely alone. And we have some genius ways, like if you do have dogs, you know, during the day you can turn a laundry basket over the top of the nest. As long as you remove it before the sun goes down so that the mom can come and feed them, and don't put it back until after the morning hours are over, I mean, they can stay pretty protected under that laundry basket all day long. So we do have a couple of tricks to kind of, you know, make sure that the bunnies can, you know, grow up and hop away, and they grow very fast. A lot of people are very surprised at you know, how small the baby bunnies are when they are fully independent from their mom. So we assess a lot of situations where people send us pictures, and you know, we can kind of do a lot kind of just over the phone. And so that's kind of what we tell people. Every situation is different, and in order for us to help you, you know, we ask a lot of questions. It's not just a matter of I have baby bunnies and I'm going to bring them into you to raise. We want to make sure that these animals have the opportunity to be raised in their natural environment by their natural parents.
And that, of course, works best, and it's hard to change your mindset and try to think like a rabbit instead of like a human being, and that's where having somebody who knows is more helpful.
Yes, a lot of people get confused. We kind of try and, you know, humanize their behaviors. And, you know, wild animal parents do not act anything like human parents. And that's kind of where we run into, where people are like, I haven't seen a parent. I haven't seen a mom deer. And they typically don't spend a lot of time with their babies because it alerts predators to their whereabouts. So a lot of times, like especially in the case of fawns, you might never see a newborn fawn with its mother. It comes very quickly, feeds it, and goes away. And it's the best protection for the baby. And although they seem very defenseless and tiny, and they are, you know, their job is to hide, to stay quiet and to hide. They do that very well.
So if you find an animal that is either injured or it's an infant, and your, you know, every part of your humanity is screaming, I must do something, should your first action be a call to Wildwoods or looking up Wildwoods on your telephone?
That's right. We always try and encourage people to call us before they remove an animal and bring it home. Because a lot of times we then just tell them, okay, now you have to go and put it back where you found it because it's not hurt. And, you know, fledgling season, a lot of times people say, well, the bird can't fly, and sometimes they can look kind of ratty, and you know, they're kind of in that ugly adolescent stage. So, you know, it's really important to call and have us assess the situation before you take action because, you know, it can be pretty traumatic. You're taking a baby for a joyride in your car to your home, and you might have pets. And then, I mean, it's a big adventure for a small animal.
Well, and there are some animals, deer and rabbits, that we've learned over the years actually have a response where they can be terrified to death. And that's certainly not what anybody would intend to frighten a little animal that way. And, of course, thanks to the miracle of technology, you've got right on the website there at wildwoods.org, it's a little category called I Found a Baby, What Should I Do? And there's the opportunity to, you know, you can look it up right there. Having Wildwoods on your speed dial is not a bad plan anyway, just in case you find an animal that's injured. And then you don't have to wonder, oh, gosh, who do I call? It's right there on your phone.
We definitely get referrals from all sorts of organizations. But, you know, we've been fielding calls left and right about fawns and birds. And, you know, the phone can ring off the hook, and that is quite all right with us. We're happy to answer your questions. So feel free to give us a call.
Well, and it's wonderful that we've got an outfit here in the community where people do know it's you're there. You are there as a resource, and people can give you a call and find out the right thing to do. Tara, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye. Tara Smith this morning, and she goes back to feeding tons of baby birds and lots of baby squirrels. Green Visions on KUMD, including our conversation with Wildwoods Rehabilitation this morning, is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.